Misfit Toys.
Hey y'all, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in the state of Denver on Sunday, May 12th, Mother's Day. Have a happy one, you mothers. Two Oceans 13. Last night, Graham Elwood played the Leonard Maltin game against audience members at the Knitting Factory in Boise, Idaho, and I'll play the so-so audio from that event at the conclusion of this mini bone. And if you guys haven't checked out Dining with Doug and Karen, please do. It's my other podcast, and each one has a guest, including Doug Loves Movies favorites like Kumail Nanjiani, D.C. Pearson, Sarah Silverman, Brian Posehn, Pete Holmes, T.J. Miller, Greg Proops, Matt Myra. Check them the fuck out in the comedy podcast section of iTunes. Since last I spoke and you listened, I saw The Great Gatsby. I did not like it much, but I will definitely see it again someday. And by that I mean I am going to interrupt it, because I think that would be a lot more fun than what I went through just sitting there watching it without comedians making jokes. Tour dates, stand up in Providence, May 18th. Doug Loves Movies in New York City, May 20th. Stand up in Knoxville, Tennessee on May 25th at 4:20. Nashville is going to be stand up and a Doug Loves Movies on May 26th and 27th at 4:20. I'm doing stand up at Helium in Buffalo, Buffalo, New York on Sunday, June 2nd at 4:20. Helium in Philly, June 22nd and 23rd. Howlin' Wolf in New Orleans, June 27th. Doug Benson Day in Oklahoma City, June 28th. All these dates and deets and links are at DougLovesMovies.com. Oh, the weed is good here. And now, last night's rowdy Leonard Maltin game from my own private hell. I mean, Idaho.
So I'm asking you permission to record you, entire audience. I have permission to record everyone here in Boise at the Knitting Factory on whatever date this is. March, May 11th. Mother's Day is tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, word to yours. Okay, so pick a name tag, Graham.
All right, let's see your name tags. Oh, my God. Nice work, Mike. These guys are awesome. Those guys put them on Twitter. Those are fucking Jeff, who lives at home, and there's a picture of me and Doug. Love that. This is really expensive. Oh my God, nice. You guys did an amazing job, man. Sparta Palm Strike shirt, Princess Laurel,
Final Destination 2, Destination 2, Schwarzenegger, and Rays.
Something about Mary Jane. Nice. Dave's not here. I love it.
See the Doug Loves Movies logo up there.
Nice. This is a good man. You
great job, everybody. This is a couple went to the bathroom together. That's cute.
Wow. A couple that shits together stays together, you guys. Come on. Everybody, please.
I think it's if a couple shits, you must acquit.
Yes.
Isn't that the same?
That is the same.
Who do you want to play against, Graham?
All right, this guy in the front row made an amazing name tag. My name is Bill. You right there, dude.
How do we get him up here? Does he have to come around the long way?
Nice work. Oh, lots of cold gluten. Can that's nice, dude. Holy shit! You gotta hold it the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't care how heavy it is. You gotta hold on to it.
Wow, there's me without my shirt on. Okay, now it's getting a little creepy. Now it's getting like a stalkery thing. Nice.
And your name is Bill?
Yes, sir.
Okay. His name is in there somewhere. It's a really complicated name tag. Here's what you're playing for, Bill. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt.
All right.
My CD Smug Life that's available in a lot of stores in the rap section because they think it's a rap album.
They must be so bummed out when you put that in there. It's just like, hey, Larry! That's in their ear.
My friends in St. Louis at the Gorilla Food Street Truck, oh, Delicious Food, they gave me a t-shirt that I'm they're paying forward. You guys like St. Louis too. These are the people who ate shit for Appleton earlier. You guys have been everywhere.
sure.
Couple of nomads. This gypsy crowd right here.
Oh, Bill's having something thrown to him.
I'm paying that for it for the next prize bag. Here.
Next prize bag. Bill's contributing something.
Nice, Bill.
What is it? What does it say on it, Bill?
It's a Woot shirt about movies.
It's a Woot shirt about movies?
The 10 things I learned in the 80s.
Oh, okay. Don't cross the streams. Yeah, okay. Ghostbusters. Nobody puts baby in a corner. That's, that, of course, is from Precious. That's awesome. I couldn't figure out the rest of it, though. It's all been based on the novel Bush by Seth Meyers. Yes. All right, Bill.
I'll throw in a copy of my CD, Grandma's Palm Strike Dance.
Palm Strike Dance Party. Yeah.
So check that out. Go Chargers. You got to keep holding your name tag, Bill. God damn it.
Don't put your name tag down on that dirty, dirty stage.
Don't put baby's name tag in a corner.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Oh, it's your birthday also? Holy shit.
Wow. Wow.
Birthday boy, only for you.
Wow.
What I'll be saying to people for you.
Nice. All right.
Nobody heard that.
The audience or here or at home.
Yeah, I didn't even hear it. Right into my ears.
You get to pick a category, Bill. Would you like Dangle Unchained? That's the films of Tom Lennon. Or would you like Dolphin Lundgren? That's movies with Dolph Lundgren, a dolphin, or both. Or Beverly Hills Flop? That's movies that Eddie Murphy was in that got less than 2 stars, according to Leonard.
I'll take Dangle Unchained.
Dangle Unchained.
Dangle Unchained. Interesting choice.
And movies of Tom Lennon.
Yeah, Tom Lennon's appeared in some films. Sometimes he's a doctor, other times he's a new dad. I believe he's a priest in the upcoming Hell Baby, the co-wrote and co-directed. Yes. 2.5 stars from Lennon for this movie that Tom Lennon is in from 2009. Don't yell out if you think you know it. It's just between Bill and Graham. He says that the lead actor gives a nuanced, intriguing performance. I'm not going to say whether that's Tom Lennon or not. And he also says that this film is uneven. Uneven. And he lists 11 names.
I'll do that in 9 names.
9 names.
A great opening bid, Bill.
I will do it in 6.
5.
3.
Excuse me.
Don't put numbers in Graham's mouth. There's only 2 rules. Don't put baby in a corner.
Don't put in my mouth.
Numbers in Graham's face hole.
Unless you number your vagina. Then you can put that in my
mouth. Yes, put your vagina in Graham's mouth, everybody.
Just pull off your pants and go, this is pie, because it goes on forever.
Yeah.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. GrahamEllen.com.
That's what we call it. That's why we call it a meet and greet.
Can't wait to meet and greet your vaginas.
Yeah, bring us your meat pies.
And I will greet them with my dick.
With my dick knife?
My dick spatula.
No, eat it with a spoon. Or a spatula.
Yeah, yeah.
Stripes. He said 5 names, Graham.
I say name it.
Oh, here we go.
Run away, Bill. I need you stage forward. A couple steps forward.
Tom Lennon's in this movie from 2009, Bill. 5 people that are listed at the bottom of the credits are Margaret Cho, Nicole Sullivan, Jim Gaffigan, Hunter Parrish, and Michelle Trachtenberg. What is the name of this movie that has Thomas Lennon in it?
It's not Forrest Gump. Thank you for yelling out.
Don't yell out.
What do you think it is?
Nuanced.
No, it's not the name of the movie.
Oh, we're just yelling out names and wait till we get the right one?
What to expect when you're expecting.
Wow, just keep trying.
First of all, I know I get really high and everything, but that movie was out last summer. About 2009.
But I like you so much, Bill, and we're so close to being out of time, that I'm declaring you the winner anyway.
Wow!
For your... amazing sign.
Yeah, grab your bag, good buddy.
Yeah, go ahead, grab that bag.
And then just come up to the table and I'll give you a copy of the CD. Thanks.
Yeah.
Let's hear it for Bill, everybody.
Bill!
Do you have any idea what it is, Graham?
No, but I know that there's a Comedy Film Nerds live podcast recording of here in the Los Angeles area May 16th at the Nerd Mel Theater. Doug Benson and Kevin Pollak will be there, folks. And that dude.
All right, well, in that case, Graham Elwood, everybody.
What's the name of the film?
I'll tell you later. Go get your table set up.
Damn it, you set it up.
I gotta say something after you drop the microphone and leave. He's gotta go get his little store all set up in the balcony. We'll all go visit him. The drunk lady's gonna get to him first.
What's the movie, Doug?
The name of the film, Bill.
Yes.
Thanks for going back to your seat and asking. 17 again. Yeah, Zac Efron gives a nuanced performance, and Tom Lennon is the fourth billed person after Matthew Perry and Leslie Mann. But thank you for making such an elaborate sign. Thank you to all of you for making signs. As always, Spokane is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Oh, hey guys, I'm Hallie Kiefer.
And I'm Allison Libby.
And we have a podcast called Ruined, where every week we crack open a new and different horror movie to feast on the goo inside.
Oh, I hate that. And I hate all horror movies. But even though I'll never watch any of them, I always want to know all of the twists and turns.
And there's nothing I like more than watching horror movies and then telling Allison about them in gory, disgusting detail.
Ugh, no thank you. But also, like, yes, because this is the perfect podcast for scaredy cats like me.
And blood lovers like me. So join us for Ruined and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's comedian Jen Kirkman, and you will love my podcast, No Fun, the Jen Kirkman Podcast. If you don't believe me, don't take my word for it. Here's what the Onion AV Club had to say. What actually makes Jen Kirkman's podcast funny is her inherent knack for cultivating conflict, even talking into a microphone in a room by herself. Kirkman is eternally embattled, but she tempers her cynicism with sweetness, and more often than not, she's right. No Fun, everywhere you get podcasts.